This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Does the government really think when the gloves come off that you're going to win this physical war with us? No. Not now. Because people know who you are and what you did. Yeah, maybe 5 years ago, you might have been able to pull off a revolution and bring in a permanent tyranny. You might have gotten away with them. Let me give the New World Order report. Everybody knows I make a lot of good analysis and predictions. You've lost your ass. You're blown. You're done. Okay? You need to give up and stop it. And you can run off with your stolen wealth and live like kings. Because we don't want this war with you. People say, well, why would you? It's called sending someone into abstention. That's what you do. Instead of having a big war with them and cornering them, because they can really wreck stuff and start a nuclear war, we're like, hey, just go away and we will not prosecute you, convict you, and hang you. But if you've got to go that way, we're not backing down. We're identifying you. We're beating you. We're not going away. Understand, there's nothing you can do to us to stop us. You can put us in jail. You can kill us. You can attack our families. We already know our families are gone anyways, and we don't beat this. So that's what I call commitment. And people have to get it in their brain that you are under attack. That's not rhetoric. This government is more at war with you than communist China. Remember what Trump said. When Trump says the biggest enemy is the globalists that have hijacked the country, A, that's true, and B, everybody's saying it now, and they cannot get away with this once that happens. So the mission was to expose their illegitimate, expose their out to get us, expose their horrible people. Most of them are pedophiles at the top. It's all about their selfishness. They're Satanists. And you're identified, dumbass. Klaus Schwab and all of them write books and say over and over, and we play the clips. Well, we're bringing in a global crisis to get rid of the old system, and we'll be the saviors. We're bringing the new system. That only works if people don't know you're the bad guy. And I keep hammering this point because it's essential. We're in a war. They're the bad guys. 99.9999% of us are going to be absolutely harmed by this. In horrible ways, and by the way, 100% will be harmed. The tiny globalist elite of a few thousand owners of this fraud all fight with each other, all spy on each other. Most of their kids commit suicide. They are miserable scum. And they're projecting their hatred of themselves onto us. So everyone loses under this. It's a satanic plan. It comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Reject it. This is not even a discussion. It's not even a point. And it's not heroic to fight it. You'd have to have the most insane, blind, nihilistic courage to work for this thing. And destroy yourself just to be a horrible, nasty person and feel like you're in charge for a season? You could be honorable. You could be strong. You could be part of the future. You could have God's providence. But so many of you are so far gone, I'm talking to the globalists, that you just don't even, I mean, you know what I'm saying is true, so you hate me because you know I made the right decision. And you made the wrong decision, and you have committed the ultimate sin by screwing kids and stuff like that, so you can't come back. So all you can do, like your boss, is claw us into hell with you. Well, guess what? You're not getting my soul, scum. All right, start your engines. I'm going directly to your calls after the 60-second break where we join some stations. And we will go to your calls and cover the waterfront. Love the wild card nature of the calls. Who knows what we're going to be hearing about or what we're going to be talking about, what we're going to be answering next. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Band.video is a very important website. Hundreds of sensor contributors are there. They even censor the URL, so share the URL, madmaxworld.tv. We'll be back. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the sun, she went on to the island without me. Longing for the sun, she went on the island, many miles away from home. She went on the island without me. Longing for the sun, she went on.
We are now into hour number two of the Alex Jones Show, and I'm taking 100 phone calls until I go off air today. We're going to do it. As soon as you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in, 877-789-2539. All right, let's take them in the order they were received. Susan in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm still kicking, still fighting them, and we're seeing a lot of progress.
Alex, I want to thank you because had it not been for you, I'd be a serious dumbass, like not knowing anything about what's going on. When I started hearing you, you mentioned globalists, oligarchs, chemtrails, and I'm like, what the hell is this man talking about? So I started researching, and I found that everything you said was right. Alex was right. And I want to thank you for that. And
well, I want to thank you because we're all on this planet together.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I also want to thank you. I want to tell you, Trump 2024, and I think the best choice for vice president would be Robert Kennedy.
I meant to call Roger Stone about this yesterday because Roger doesn't make stuff up. You know, he's got the reputation as a dirty trickster. He's like a choir boy compared to the Democrats. But he's never lied to me, and he doesn't make stuff up. He talks to Trump basically every day. And I can tell you that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is being considered as Trump's VP.
That would be fantastic. He's been fighting, and he's been communicating for decades about the waters, about the fluoride, about the 5G.
And wouldn't that be an amazing bipartisan ticket?
We need it. That this planet has been seriously contaminated, 87% glyphosate in the waters, in the ecosystem. This is, they're killing us.
Well, I'll say this. Trump needs to be back in because they stole the election from him. I mean, just right there, the people voted for him. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they murdered his dad when he was one of the primaries in L.A. So, I definitely like Robert Kennedy Jr. I don't agree with all of his politics, but he's a good man. The system hates him, and I think he's a fabulous person. And he's officially running against Joe Biden right now. So the question is, would he run with Trump and switch parties? All right, thank you. That'd be a very hard ticket to beat. Even with election fraud, that's just a dream ticket. I think because I know him better and has better policies, I think Rand Paul would be better as well than RFK. But it's a very close second RFK Jr. Okay, Corey in Florida, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I'd like to talk about the assassination of Donald Trump. I feel like we're being shoehorned into them doing this, and everybody's going to be aware of it now, just like you were talking about with Robert F. Kennedy's uncle. History not only repeats.
Well, no, not just Robert F. Kennedy's uncle, JFK, was murdered. His father was winning in the primaries and was murdered.
Correct. And again, we already know the CIA did it. They're going to do it again. It will be obvious to everyone. And much like everything the left does, they're going to fail. It may look like they've gotten him, but trust me, mark my words, he will not be gone. He will be back. And God help them when he does come back.
Well, I mean, imagine if they just winged Trump. Wow.
Yeah, it may look like they actually got him, and the world might think that for a while, but no, they're not going to. It's not going to happen. He will come back again, and again, they're going to feel his wrath. And unfortunately, we got the real Trump now, and we should have been thankful for it and appreciated it, because once he comes back, no one's going to oppose him.
It's, all right, I appreciate your call. This is kind of sounding a little antichristy to me. The antichrist gets shot in the head and dead, then basically comes back to life. That's one of the first big miracle he does. I don't think Trump's the Antichrist, and I don't think he's Jesus either. Interesting call, though, sir. Thank you. Rob in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. All right, so over the past 3 years, you've been proven right about everything, and you've cataloged and documented your points. But now we need to counter our enemies and make sure it can never happen again. So I think for the solution, we need to look back in time, have the founding fathers solve their problems and address their grievances with a formal document. We need to make a new social contract, a new declaration of independence, of universal truce, and then imagine a great signing ceremony. We need people like Andrew Tate, Elon Musk, Donald Trump to sign this thing. Imagine a new John Hancock as Donald Trump's signature on this document. This could be your next great work.
Well, I do think we need a new Declaration of Independence against the globalists. That's a great idea. I've thought a lot about that. And then you can pass around your copy, your version. Everybody should write a new Declaration of Independence. We should have like a $10,000 contest. Give people a month to write it. We put them on InfoWars, and then that will spur. It's too hard to organize all those folks. I've tried. Then that will spur other people to have committees and meetings, and then have Trump put out a new Declaration of Independence. Musk is talking about putting out a new idea for global civilization to challenge the globalists. He's developing that right now. So, yes, a new plan for civilization, which we're not going to follow. We're not saying it's the plan. You know, it's dictatorial. It's an idea to cause a thinking process and a larger debate. But absolutely, we're announcing it now. $10,000 contest. We'll put the rules up by Monday, and it needs to be, you know, I mean, it can be a page long, it can be 100 pages long. We'll then take, you know, the serious versions of it. That'll be the first part of the contest. Is we'll choose, you know, which ones, because if it's illiterate and doesn't make any sense, we're obviously going to put that up as an insult to everybody. We won't get a lot of those, but we'll get some. But anything serious, even if we disagree with it, if we get a communist manifesto, we get some new plan for tyranny, we're going to put that up too. And then I will decide who the winner is. I mean, we'll cover a bunch of them on air and maybe have a vote on the site of the top four or five. Now, the top four or five that folks think are the best, we'll kind of pare it down to that. Then I will go over it and say, I think this is the winner. And then that will cause a major debate in and around that. Fabulous, fabulous idea, Rob.
Thank you, Alex. That's all I've got.
Thank you.
I love it.
Bye. Guys, I get so busy with the next thing, I forget. Stay on me today. I got to write up the rules for this. I say Monday. I'll never get to it. I just say Monday. I'll try to get it out today or tomorrow, or at least this weekend. I'll come up here Saturday. I'm just working till like midnight tomorrow night, so I can take off at least one day. But I'll come up Saturday to make sure it gets done. So that is a very good idea. Let's go to Brenda in Nevada. Brenda, thanks for calling. Oh, okay. That was a call that was lit up. Let's jam in Wild in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones. I'm a big fan. I wanted to talk about the RNC and the DNC. They just announced the DNC is going to take place a month after the RNC in Milwaukee. Well, the RNC is in Milwaukee, and then the DNC is going to be in Chicago. So I wanted to invite you and everybody who can make it, you know, as many people as possible to Milwaukee here and enjoy some beers and cheese. And I think we need to have a party and have lots of fun and love, because I agree with Nikola Tesla that, you know, it's love you give, not the love you make, and the love you take. So I think we should make a really good fun time here and coordinate to have like a bash, you know, a wild party.
Well, you know, for me, when I go cover RNC and DNC, I'm mainly doing a bunch of interviews and documenting what happened. But, yeah, we're definitely going to be at the RNC and DNC. And I didn't even plug last hour for us to be able to do that. And I appreciate your call, Wild. Hope to see you up in Wisconsin. We need money. And we don't have a budget right now. We're barely in the black. So, yeah, we'll have some presence at the RNC and DNC. And I want to do Bilderberg. Looks like it's in Portugal this year. Not sure we got the money. We're looking at it right now. You know, all that stuff we used to do, we can do if we get the funds. So we're not going anywhere if you decide to buy the products. Infowarsstore.com. TurboForce, those powerful pre-workout, 10-hour clean energy, whatever. It's just amazing. It is back in stock, discounted, after being sold off for 8 months. TurboForce. We have TurboForce, we have BrainForce, and BrainForce Ultra. They're all powerful nootropics, but this is the king daddy. I would not take it at night if you plan on sleeping. This is 10 hours of incredible energy, and it does it in a healthy way. TurboForce, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Teixeira is going to be going to Leavenworth for quite a while, if it's true. Breaking: Massachusetts Air National Guardsman named Jack Teixeira, identified as the leaker of the sensitive U.S. intelligence documents. U.S. officials identify leak classified documents suspect 21-year-old Air National Guardsman. What was he doing with top secret battle plans? That's very suspicious. Leaker of classified military secrets on Discord works at U.S. military base. Pentagon documents leaker has reportedly been identified. Does not say he's been arrested yet. It's one thing if you're a journalist like Daniel Ellsberg and you get documents and then you release them. That's legal and lawful. But if you sign the national security agreements and you're in the military and you release secret documents, you're going under the prison. So people need to know that and be aware of that. So this is serious. But they lie so much, who knows what's even true? Who knows anymore? Let's go right back to your phone calls here on this live Thursday edition. Let's talk to Cece in Chicago. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Love you. I'm loving all the suggestions I'm hearing from the callers. Great calls. Great calls.
Yes.
I'm calling today about, I'm reading about the livestock, the milk, the cows, the mRNA shots that are being injected into them and going into the food supply, and also about the Chinese doing experimentations and the milk with the mice. And it occurred to me, I started thinking about it, I was like, oh my gosh, everything's going to be in the food supply, what are we going to eat? And also I was reading about how now they're seeing the clotting in unvaccinated people.
Absolutely, because so they're bombing the food with it.
Yes, yes. And I was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to eat? How are we going to avoid all this and everything else? Then it occurred to me, the people I know in my life who are involved with tech, I've got a friend whose son lives in Amsterdam. He's very highly up there involved with AI. Another friend whose son lives in San Francisco and works for a very known company, high tech. All these tech people that I know that travel around the world. Another who lives in Germany. A couple in South America. These are just people that I know that have kids who work in tech or people who are in their 30s who work in tech. And the common denominator I realized of knowing these people is every one of them, or the vegans I know, are these people involved with tech. And they've been vegan for quite a while. In fact, the one who came back from Amsterdam to visit, who is in the States, my neighbor remarked to me, he found it odd how his son-in-law only ate oatmeal. Basically, the whole time he was there, he didn't see him eat anything but oatmeal.
It's definitely a leftist cult. It's definitely a leftist cult. But they need to know they're not just hitting the meat with these mRNA injections. They're engineering whole plant lines that grow the virus in them. So, in fact, it's easier to do that with plants and have it actually activate and stay there and actually get into your body than it is in meat. I appreciate your call, CC. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. First, I just want to say, I'm sorry I hadn't done this before, but I just went on InfoWars store the other day and signed up for a $25 monthly donation.
Thank you.
Recurring, and that's just so easy to do. I just want to encourage everybody. That is so simple. If you don't have time to figure out what you want to buy or what you need, Half a million of us would do that. It'd make your life so much easier, and I just appreciate it.
Absolutely. We can be 24 hours a day with other great hosts. We could have reporters like we used to, 10 or 15 of them. At one point, we had about 6 or 7, but I would even have more. And we can be all over the place reporting on everything, everywhere. If we have less than 1% of the audience buys products, if just another percent would buy the products, we would be able to do so much more. So thank you. Thank you so much. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, there's a donate button to a one-time, a recurring, or sign up for auto ship on products you're going to need again and again. Cancel any time for free. But that way you don't forget to support the broadcast. Thank you so much for doing that. Well, what's on your mind, Chris?
Well, I want to talk about election integrity. I live in Kentucky. I think we're one of about 7 or 8 states that have elections in these odd years. One key race that is going to help in our state this year is the Secretary of State's race. I'm supporting Steve Nipper, and I'm just asking for all my fellow Kentuckians to vote for Steve in the Republican primary. And I want to give out a website that a lot of people have talked about Eric and really don't know what Eric's doing, or voter rolls don't know what Eric is. It's a website, Eric.org, Eric.org. Gateway Pundit's got some good articles there. You can find out if your state's connected to Eric, and if your state is, sign that petition, and we'll forward your information on your Secretary of State to tell them to get you out of Eric. But I'm just trying to move the needle just a little bit every day. I got involved politically last year, and this year I'm just decided to focus all my attention on getting our elections secure.
Well, Chris, absolutely, and that's something I meant to get to. Trump calls for Jack Smith, the federal prosecutor, to be removed by the DOJ after latest illegal leak to the Washington Post, and they're investigating Trump for fundraising, talking about election fraud and saying he would spend money to investigate the fraud. They're acting like it's illegal to challenge an election when the Democrats always do that. We have massive evidence of it. But despite their gaslighting and saying no one can question an election, everybody is questioning it. I mean, it's just incredible. And the people know the truth. And now this Act Blue out of Texas and other states, it's coming out where not just Veritas, but others have now gone to hundreds of people's houses that supposedly donated, in some cases thousands of times, small numbers. None of them ever knew they were donating. So they're doing it in their name with somebody else's money. So the Democrats are a criminal organization. They're election meddling by censoring and blocking. We know that. We know there was like Arizona with ballots that were 2 inches too short, so they didn't work. So, quote, they had to count them at a central facility. They sabotaged this. Of course they did. And we are not going to be intimidated into shutting up about it.
You're exactly right. I just encourage everyone to find out more about your local election system, what you can do to get involved. I think the simplest thing is for us to all go back to paper ballots, hand counted. Osage County, Missouri was the first county in the country to go back to paper ballots.
And by the way, third world countries have better elections than us. They do that too. You count it at the precinct in front of everybody, and then you have that number that's public put on the board, and you can add them all together, and fraud is almost impossible. Thank you so much, brother. Great call. All right. We're going to go to breaking in. We've got longer segments coming up, and we're going to take 5 phone calls the next segment, and we're going to take 6 phone calls the next segment. It's the longest segment of the hour. So everybody get ready. When I come back after break, we're going to Brian. We're going to Carlos. We're going to John. We're going to James, Brenda, Pete, Michael, Angel, everybody, we're going to get to all your calls here today, and I'll intersperse breaking news as it comes in. There's a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet, but yeah, I really want to go cover Bilderberg. I want to cover Davos. I want to cover RNC, DNC. We got to have security. I mean, it's dangerous, so we need money. If you want to see us do all that, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Commission us to fight for you in the InfoWar. I can't do it without you. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Polls everywhere, two-thirds of Democrats don't want to run again. But Biden's not running anything. He's a placeholder to take the blame for all the unpopular stuff the globalists are up to. They're like, oh, Biden's to ban cars in the U.S., gasoline cars. Biden to open the border. Biden does this. Now, Biden, you hear Biden, you know, New World Order, the globalist, the Davos group. But I want to go back to your phone calls, but here's a few clips of Biden who wouldn't ever go to the train derailments. He would never go to the toxic waste dumps. Wouldn't go to the border. No. Wouldn't go to Ohio. But he would go to Ireland, where I guess he thinks he's got an audience that likes him. The Irish are great people, but they're also very hospitable, so he's coming to honor the Irish. So they're out there, you know, actually showing up with large crowds, something he can't do anywhere else. And it's really very exploitive. But here he is on the trip with his crackhead Chinese communist spy son. It's all coming out. The Chinese government's now releasing documents. The company's releasing documents confirming they were on the payroll. We already knew that. It's just a mess. It's a total mess. Here's Hunter Biden steps in to help his father understand a question he's being asked.
Yeah, he's got a question. What's your question?
And again, if you're a radio listener, you can't really make this out, but he looks like when you visit a nursing home and you see the old man on a walker going down the hall that doesn't know where he is or where he's at. You know that man should not be driving a car. That guy needs help wiping his butt. And so does Biden. And that's our president. And that's who the globalists stole the election to put in charge. Absolutely insane. Let's play clip 12. Reporter asked Biden, do you have an update on the leak investigation? And just back to back, go ahead and play clip 13 and 14 back to back. I mean, this guy is out of his mind.
Do you have an update on the leak investigation?
I can't watch any more of it. I mean, he does not know what planet he's on. There's another clip where he says, I'm not going home. I'm staying here. Yeah, I bet he wants to. Jeez. He's a human shield, folks. He's a meat puppet. Yeah, go ahead and play that clip. Go ahead and play it.
Thank you all very much. And I'm not going home. I'm staying here. Is this an incredible place? All you American reporters? Looks just like the White House, right?
All right, let's go back to your phone calls. I shouldn't waste time on Biden. It's so sad. Brian in Toronto. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's a great honor to talk to you. And I something specifically important to me is coming up a date 2 days from now. Is the 10-year anniversary of when you woke me up, which was the occurrence of the Boston Marathon bombing, that hearing your analysis of what was taking place completely shocked me and transformed me. I call myself Brian 2.0 now because I'm not the same person, because I guess I wasn't paying attention, but I didn't realize how terribly corrupt this world is. And I guess there's a couple of topics I wanted to check in on with you. One of them is President Trump. I think that he, you know, is a master of looking at, you know, reading the media and the actual context. And I think, you know, if you're going to be the president for all the people, knowing that a lot of them believe what they're told, I think that's where the whole vaccine thing came in. And he felt that it would be better to let that kind of take care of itself, and then he can address it later instead of coming out initially and saying all the things everybody wanted to say. If you look at it now, it looks like it's probably going to work out okay, I guess. That's what I think.
Except for all the people that got sick or irrevocably damaged. They lied to him. He believes in science, so he believes in the military. He doesn't understand that the globalists have put their people in at the top of the military. He thought he could trust the military leadership. They were some of the worst globalists. And he was like, hey, therapeutics, hey, vitamin C, vitamin D, hydroxychloroquine, you know, all this stuff. And they're like, yes, sir, and sorry, it'll be 5 years for a vaccine. He said warp speed that because they already had the warp speed plan. They basically set him up. You know that.
I understand that, but he had to get back in the position of power to make effect change for all of us. And it's terrible that there are casualties in that, but there are casualties in war. We're in war. I don't agree with any of it, but I do agree with him wanting to win a contest of popularity where half the people are crazy and they want to take the shot. So I'm not arguing with you. I believe that he was assessing correctly what he needed to do to get in that seat.
Sure, sure. And I mean, anyway, that's the argument. My argument is leadership is about changing their minds and not going along with their delusions. But I hear you. The globalists hate him. They're out to get him. He's a new Trump. And obviously I'm not going to support Joe Biden or Gavin Newsom over Trump. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to John in New Jersey. John, thanks for calling.
Well, hello there, Alex. It's an honor to be speaking with you.
Honor's all mine.
I just wanted to talk about the book of Revelation a little bit, which might seem a little cliche, but...
No, it's not cliche. We're living it, brother.
Yeah, right, exactly, Alex. And, it's kind of like God gave us a little roadmap, if you will, of what to expect at the end. And there's a lot of, translating you got to do because a lot of it's symbolic. But if you're able to do that and come to kind of a coherent analysis of it, you really could see that, for one thing, it's going to get a lot worse than we already are. And I think that that's a good thing in a strange way. I don't think we're quite at the end yet, if you will.
No.
We have to see a lot.
We're getting on the roller coaster right now, and it's just starting to click, 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 move up.
Yes, indeed. And I think that, God loves this nation. This is a special nation to God. I really do believe that. I think the people are special to God. And just if for anybody who's listening and might not really, maybe you take that for granted a little bit, get right with God right now, because we're in a opportune time to make things right, have a fresh start, and be ready for what's coming, if it is coming. I catch myself on both sides of the coin. I can see us approaching the end pretty rapidly, but I could also see, maybe some grand event that we can't foresee happening because enough people, come to their senses and, kind of come together in a way that hasn't been seen before in the history of man. And maybe we can flip this whole thing over.
I totally agree with you. And God gave us the blueprint, the cheat sheet. He gave us free will. But he also warned us of what was coming so we'd make the right decision. There's no doubt there's a world government. There's no doubt it hates God. There's no doubt it wants to kill, steal, and destroy. There's no doubt that it's completely out of control and that everything Revelation predicted is now being set up and manifest.
Yes. Yeah, and you can really see that. If you really look at the whole Agenda 2030 and everything, there's one thing that stuck out to my mind when I first saw the terribly cringy commercials for it, is that, America will not be the head of the world anymore. It's going to be a handful of nations. And that's right. That's literally out of Revelation. I mean, that a handful of nations control the earth at a certain point.
Absolutely. And people say, America's not special. America's evil and bad. We're the best house in a bad neighborhood. We're the freest country when it came to COVID, as bad as we were. So people don't know how bad it is other places. That's why we got to save the Republic. Thank you so much, John. Carlos, you are up next when we come back. And then Michael, Angel, and so many others. Back in just a few minutes. Please tell everybody tune in now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A lot of this big news next hour. I talked about this with Mike Adams yesterday, and I've got the documents right here. Alex Jones, InfoWars, specifically named in government censorship tools, marketed to big tech by the CIA. They said, stop people like Alex Jones. They give examples of how to do it. That's the AI. That's the control. Stories up on Infowars.com. It's actually out yesterday, but I didn't cover it. That's the type of stuff we've got here. So, I mean, it really is the fact that they can't win in this horrible world they're building if they're identified. They're authoritarian. They're not American. They're criminals. And it's that simple. And I'm not saying everybody in the FBI or the CIA or any of that's bad. A lot of them are good people. But the top is run by bad people. They have an occupied, hijacked government. And it's really just that simple. So we need to be honest with ourselves about that. This has come out in Missouri versus Biden. And this has been listed as documents in the court case by the Attorney General of Missouri that's suing Biden. And it's right here. Alex Jones, InfoWars, Alex Jones, InfoWars, Alex Jones, InfoWars, 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 InfoWars. And you read these documents from 2000, 2001. That's the documents they've gotten. And it's all stuff that's now confirmed. Jones is saying masks don't work. Got to ban him. Jones is saying there's side effects from the shots. Got to ban him. This is the criminals covering up what they were doing to you. In fact, why don't we print all these articles? Because they've got the URLs here. I mean, I showed a New England Medical Journal report about the vaccinated with a COVID shot having an 82% increase in miscarriages in the first trimester and a 23% increase in the third trimester. It's a freaking major study. We got to not let the public know. That's aiding and abetting consciously the murder. As RFK said in that speech a few days ago that we aired yesterday. So it's definitely next level. Let's go back to your calls as promised. Carlos in Canada, welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. God bless. I wanted to mention something to you which is symbolized best in a sculpture that was done in the 1800s. It's a sculpture called Athlete Fights Python. And it really represents...
Did you say... I'm stuttering. I want to pull it up. Is it athletes? Athlete fights
bison? Athlete fights python.
Athlete fights a bison, a buffalo. Athlete sculpture.
No, python, a snake.
Python. Oh, I've seen that one, yeah. Okay, so okay. Athlete fights python. All right, got it.
Right. And when we look at what we are now experiencing worldwide, the pressures, the differences, the inversion that is in progress has happened in history in the past. It was actually a precursor to the Dark Ages of medieval Europe. And now we are in an inversion where, you know, up is down and left is right. And you would say fair is foul and foul is fair in Shakespearean terms. How do we untangle ourselves from this inversion? I know that for a fact this inversion has come about as a single theme based on what Jesus Christ did by throwing out the lenders, money changers, out of the temple. He mentioned something, he did that violently, because it wasn't good for society for them to be close to the high themes of spirituality of man.
Well, they were putting, paying them for access to God. They were putting themselves between God.
Exactly. And you cannot have a world run by people whose financial interests are so great, moneylenders want to be paid back. So let me explain to you something that you have from InfoWars, which is just very simple. A little skit of a man who puts on a pair of glasses, he looks at billboards, he sees right through the PR, and he sees the truth. He takes the glasses off, and the billboard becomes a marketing lie or whatever. He puts it back on and he sees the truth. Do the same thing. Put in your head the simple way of doing away with this inversion. Think of money lenders need to be paid back. When they don't get paid back because of freedom, they have to make sure you don't have that freedom not to pay back. So they have to control you. Otherwise, how can they make money on lending? Because lending is a great loss when you lose 9 and you out of 10, because you get 1 back in percentage, but you lose 9. So the whole history from Jesus onward was a warning. Be be careful. Money lenders want to get paid back. You want to be free? You have.
Well, the specifics of what they did is they made them buy sacrifices of cows, which was the biggest sacrifice, a heifer, down to like pigeons at the temple. And the prices had always been low and you know, biblically, and you need to bring any sacrifices. They said, you got to buy from us, and you got to use this rare coin that in that case was worth about 10 times its weight in silver, though it was a silver coin. So it was a classic example of fractional reserve banking, where they were just raping people to buy their sacrifices. And so you're absolutely right. Thank you, Carlos. Amazing points. Always good to hear from you. Michael in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. In the morning to you. It's definitely an honor to speak to you. I've got three things, important things I wanted to talk to you about, if possible.
Yes, sir. Please.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you.
10-4. Hey, I'm very nervous.
Be nervous. Go ahead and tell us.
I was kind of... The people that laughed at the Trump when he was arrested, that was not funny at all. It's a serious situation, you know. So people need to take it seriously. And something else I wanted to tell you is that before my dad passed away, he was a UMWA man, so he was a Democrat. You know, I was trying to tell him to vote for Trump or, you know, Trump. You know, Trump would be better. He's done a better job in office. And he's talking about how he didn't care for him. And I said, hey, Dad, I don't want to have a beer with him. I want him to run my country. That's what I want. And anyway, he passed away. He took three Moderna shots, was very healthy, had just built a huge shed for a tractor, and then, you know, just died just coming out of the shower.
I'm sorry to hear that, my friend.
Thank you. I wanted to, on the cars and the environmental situation, you know, old Bob Lazar had a hydrogen car, a hydrogen Corvette. And it was, you know, it's something that could be used by everybody in the United States. And I don't know why it's not, you know, why people aren't. You know,
exploring. Well, the hydrogen is great. We'd have to build the infrastructure, but the Japanese have actually built hydrogen cars. They're very economical and work very well.
The way he had it, you do get your hydrogen at your home from some kind of device that you put in your garage, and then outside of that device, you have a solar panel that, you know, runs it. And then you take
you have a processor that grabs hydrogen out of the air, and then you use the solar panel for the electricity, and then it concentrates the hydrogen, and then it goes into the tank. They just got to armor shield the tank because it's highly explosive. But you know, so is gasoline. But yeah, no, they're I've looked a lot into hydrogen cars. They're pretty amazing.
The way he had it done, it would not be explosive, and it would only get the hydrogen when it needs it.
Listen, I'm sorry to hear about your father, but you know, he still believed in America and he still believed in the social contract. He thought the government was good like he was. He projected his goodness onto them, and I'm sad to hear what happened to him. Thank you so much for the call. All right, we're going to go to break. Angel and everybody else, we're going to get to Angel and Mike and James and Brenda and Ray. And everybody else, when we come back and start the next hour. And I'm looking at all this news. I need to hit some of this. The vaccine news is big today. The economy news is big. The Russia news is big. The China news is big. And, we now know about both shooters in Kentucky and in Tennessee. Both were under psychiatric care, hopped up on psychotropic drugs. We knew that was going to be the case.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.